Coach, obviously, a game of chances on both ends, and it just looked like it was wasn't meant to be. And the next thing you know, the team shows some great fight and gets that gets 2 points out of it.
Yeah, a fairly accurate statement, with probably the exception being the first period. I didn't think we had any legs, any anticipation, really not much jump, and we ended up giving up a goal on a situation that. You know, there's three of us and three of them, and all three of their kids touched the puck because we didn't mark them very well. So credit to them, but really I think something we could have done a better job with just all the way through the first. The second period, I was pleased with the way we played, the energy, but as you said, it was starting to look like maybe it wasn't going to happen. I think we tried to recapture that in the third and did a pretty good job. I think we got all the way back to maybe ahead in shots by one or two late in the game, and got a couple of, what I call grubby goals. They're people at the net, bodies at the net. A puck just kind of squirts its way in both plays with people going to the net, and then we finish it off with the extra point in the shootout. So credit to the kids to keep coming the whole way and keeping a good solid streak going.
What do you think powered the comeback in the second and third periods, evening up the shots at the end and then tying up the game at the end of the third period?
I think we got to anticipation in that. We got to puck possession. We got a real good game on Catherine Fulham's line. You know, they were extremely good both the second and the third period, but didn't have anything to show for it with 6-7 minutes left. And then, people go crashing that, including a defenseman. I think it was Brooke Disher who got that first goal. And then the other one was another scrambly mess, but with three, if not four, BU jerseys right by the net, the goalie out, and we get the tying goal that I think sort of slides in the cage. I couldn't see it other than I saw it in the bottom of the net in the back. And good stuff right there. So exciting for the kids, and happy to keep it going.
Yeah. Can you describe, I guess, your personal feeling and then maybe the team atmosphere about this turnaround over these last six games where you guys are undefeated?
Yeah, what I talked about is it's not, just some absurd luck or, something super different that we did. It's really just doing the little things. And I think in the first period, we didn't do the little things. We'd carry the puck in the canyons. We wouldn't get a puck deep. We weren't sharing the puck very well. And again, nobody anticipated. But I think during this streak, we've tried to keep it simple. Structurally, we've probably just played better in the middle of the rink, not giving up opportunities and shutting things down a little bit. And for the most part, in our end, we've marked people, maybe a little lackadaisical early today, but those things help. And when you score a goal, particularly the early goals, I always talk about momentum, adrenaline, confidence, all those things get ramped up, and they're very real. Even though you can't see them, they're real. And I think that's what's going on now and continues, because again, at the end of this game, they're feeling good about themselves. But I'll be sure to remind them about the first period a couple times and make sure that doesn't creep back in the next few games before the season ends.
Coach, Alex has really taken a step forward over these last six games today. She was playing with Nadia. What have you liked over the past six games in particular from her?
Probably consistency and keeping it pretty simple. You know, she used to be one of those people I think had too much of a mindset that I'm an offensive kid because she skates and she carries the puck. But, that doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're an offensive player. I like to think sometimes people like them, their best moves are the escape move and a good outlet pass off the escape move. And all that's usually done in your end or up to the red line where not many points are scored. So be real good there. Be, solid defensively and be consistent. And that can go a long ways for your ice time, your results, and your success on the ice.
And then I know that Annie took a penalty. I believe it was in the third. But overall, that third line, in particular the bottom six in general, they seemed like they were really pushing the pace in that third period. Like, did that help out the lines and the defensive pairs that maybe didn't have that much of a strong offensive game?
Yeah, and I think, you probably identified Annie. We've been keeping our fingers crossed for her, and she's been trying, but we've talked recently about her just executing those four or five things you're supposed to do, and unfortunately they haven't been done well. You see a light at the end of the tunnel, and you think it's going to come in spades, but it was just a flash. And we've been talking about this, hey, catching that puck, quick stick handles, passing it crisp and flat on the ice. If those things just keep happening, good things are going to happen. And I know a little bit about her, you know, before her college days, and she did those things. But whether it's nervousness or thinking too much, I think she's gotten in her own way, and I'm hoping that she's breaking out of it and feeling good and, you know, taking advantage of some of the tools she has.
Coach, talk about what it means to get two positive results against ranked teams, especially because going forward in your schedule, you're facing Northeastern, the Bean Pot, and then you face them two more times around out the season. So what does it mean to kind of have this success against the top teams in hockey going into that stretch?
It's just another one of those real positive things that you can grab onto. I call it maybe a tangible thing that, you know, you're looking and you're finding, you know, you're having success against those good teams, and you want to just continue to try to do it and make sure that it, you know, gets in everybody's head in the right way.
And then in terms of the shootout, your team has, you know, been really successful in the shootout, especially in this calendar year, you know, three shootout wins in the past couple of games. What do you think it is about the shootout that this team has been able to succeed so much in?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've first of all got to give some credit to people like Lacey Martin and Julia Nares, who have scored multiple times. And then after that, it's hopefully that you're keeping people relaxed, you're keeping people loose, you know, somebody can be a solid player in a shootout, but maybe not a game-dominant person. When you're in the game, speed and power and strength and agility come in because there's 10 people on the ice, not including goalies. But, you know, when you get in a shootout, it's kind of you against the goaltender, and, you know, your hands, your decision-making are good. You can put the puck away because it's not being measured by your speed or your power or strength.
Favorite Bean Pot moment?
Mine are pretty easy to define. The first one on the men's side is always going to be the blizzard of 78, because it was a crazy day, a crazy night, a year we won the Bean Pot, and you know, it was my final go of it. But the night and the stories and the next few days with the crazy storm separate that. And I think on the women's side, it's really easy to just say that the year we won it is the one. You know, we've had very, very good teams here. We've had some average teams that played extremely well, but, you know, we get to sort of our kryptonite is that darn Bean Pot. And to have only one win, I've got to tip my cap to Nari Elia, who, you know, scored when it was, you know, score or go home. And she scored to tie it. And the next shooter was Reagan Rust after Kareen Schroeder stopped the player on Northeastern, and she went right over the top corner in the net and came back to me and said, "How the hell did you pick me, coach? You know, I was shocked more than anybody else." I said, "I just figured you were going to cash in." And, you know, then for Sammy Davis to finish it, you know, being a local kid on a nice pass from Jesse Comfer the following weekend, easy memory for me to take home on that Bean Pot.